Will anyone interfere with Earth's ascension? We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. We do enjoy witnessing you on your journeys, and we do know that you are going to create better and better experiences for yourselves. We know this because you are on a journey of awakening and ascension, and we know that you cannot get it wrong at this point. You have come too far, as individuals and as a collective, and so you can breathe a collective sigh of relief. Because humanity is going to make it, you are going to get to the next level of your consciousness. Nothing can stop that. Now, you are going to hear people tell you about programs and secret societies who are trying to stop humanity from ascending, and that all makes for great stories. But no one can succeed at doing that, and so it does not require an ounce of your attention. Again, you can relax, and when you relax, you can start to think about what it is you want to create, rather than worrying about what someone with more power than you is going to do. You are the all-powerful being that is creating every single moment of your reality and every speck of dust within it. So even though it might seem like there are those who have all of these mind control devices and ways of blocking out the sun and creating a false experience of ET contact, you don't have to worry about any of those people, and you don't have to put yourself on any of those timelines where anyone is attempting such a ludicrous act. Relax and know who you really are, as a source energy being and as a creator being, and know that you are there now, creating your experience of first contact and your experience of ascension. By taking your mind off of those who would do evil, you can put your attention on good instead, and there is good within every single human being on Earth and all the extraterrestrials. You get to decide what you focus upon, and that is true when it comes to what is inside of you as well. You can focus on your flaws and your weaknesses and your shortcomings, or your strengths and your accomplishments and achievements. You can lift yourself up and praise yourself for being where you are in your life and being awake. We know that others who have come before you have believed that it's necessary to focus on problems, shortcomings, and evildoers in order to snuff all those things out. But you know better. You who are the light workers of the modern era know that you are there to emphasize the light within you and others, to focus on the divinity within you and others, to focus on the love and compassion that is running rampant on your world right now, rather than the greed, the ignorance, the hate, and the violence. You can put your attention anywhere and on anything and decide what you're going to create for yourselves and for your fellow humans. This much we know is true for each and every one of you who will receive this message. You have something inside of you that is precious, that is unique, and that is infinite and eternal. And when you let your light shine, when you let the true, you come out and play. You can experience whatever version of Earth, whatever timeline you want to experience, that will match that energy of the soul being that you truly are. Now is the time for you to focus on what you want to create and on your gifts and abilities to do so, and to take your attention off of all who are telling you that the sky is falling and that you have to beware. Lift yourselves up from within and recognize who you really are as creator beings, because you have to make that decision to do so in order to experience the version of ascension and first contact that you want to experience. We are the creators, and we love you very much.